The Islamic Republic of Australia. Written and read by Sammy Shaw. Let's start with a joke. A Christian, a Jew, a Muslim, and an atheist walk into a coffee shop, and everyone gets along. That's nice, right? A well-meaning little joke that floats up on a bubble of positivity. You've probably seen it on Facebook, often accompanied by a picture of a multiracial group of young people seated around a table in a cafe. Maybe the black girl with a hijab is laughing at something the Asian boy is saying, while the white girl and the Indian man are exchanging indulgent smiles, sunlight and optimism suffusing the atmosphere. And it's worth sharing and spreading through your personal social media ecosystem. After all, it's more than just a joke. It's a message of human values, of people overcoming sectarian differences in a time when those differences are what seem most insurmountable. It's about reminding us that fundamentally we're all just human, and that the differences that seem to separate us can so easily be overcome. That in the end, all we need to connect with one another is a sense of humanity. Except, it's bullshit. See, here's the thing. That's supposed to be a joke, but it doesn't work as a joke. I should know because I'm a professional comedian. Knowing jokes is my business. And that's not the structure of the joke. The joke should be a Christian, a Jew, a Muslim, and an atheist walk into a bar, but they're not in a bar, they're in a coffee shop. And I know why they're not in a bar. It's because of the Muslim. The Muslim made a big stink and said, I can't go into the bar because there's alcohol and the Quran says no alcohol. Alcohol is haram. And the Muslim can't just go to the bar and not drink. No, the Muslim has to avoid the bar entirely. So the Christian said, fine, we'll go into a coffee shop instead. Is that okay? Is coffee okay with Allah? Is coffee halal? And then the Muslim had to become a martyr. So the Muslim said, no, you guys go ahead without me. It's fine. Go to the bar. I'll catch up with you some other time. But the Jew said, no, we can't go without you because without you, it's a Christian, a Jew, and an atheist walk into a bar. And that's just Tuesday. That happens all the damn time. There's no story there with a moral and a feel-good message. It only works with you because you're the problem one. And the Muslim said, but why do you even need to drink? Like, why do you even need alcohol? And the atheist said, because every time we get together, you guys talk about a magic man in the sky who sent some messages to a Middle Eastern dude thousands of years ago, and now I have to live my life according to what he said. I need beer. I can't handle you without it. So, you know, let's just get this over with. Let's go to a coffee shop and get our picture taken and make this a message about peace and humanity and overcoming differences and whatever the hell you need it to be. And so they went to a coffee shop. Got their picture taken, and the joke was written. But no one ate anything because the food wasn't halal.